creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Puff Show.
And I'm like, you don't understand. She can keep my jam and my butter and muffins if she wants, but I want that big fatty tote bag back. And do you remember when I got it that day, how precious it was?
Yes. Did you get it?
And I had a choice. No, I did not get it. And I had a choice of several big fatty items. And one of them was a gentleman caller book. And I was thinking, I really want that, but it will still be empty and the pages all crumbled to dust before there was an entry in it. So
it's a waste of paper.
Totally a waste of paper. Yeah, so I took the tote bag and I did. I toted it with pride everywhere I went. And those motherfuckers stole it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I want that Big Fatty tote bag back.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 1912 of the BFO for Friday. The 22th of May 2015, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we got more voice. The Big Fatty, do they ever end? No. Hello, scorers. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. All right. Is going well. Y'all, you are scorers because y'all, today, I've got a certificate to hang in the coal mine. Big Fatty, it was lovely. It's true, y'all. Thursday, y'all, we had Coal Miner Appreciation Day. And during the Coal Miner Appreciation Day, they handed out service awards. And y'all, Big Fatty got his 2-score award. Big Fatty, you sound like Abraham Lincoln. It's true. It's not 4-score. It's 2-score. Y'all, Big Fatty has been working. Now, this is not full-time, but when I first started working for the coal mine, it was 40 years ago. It was 1975. So y'all, 2015 is 40 years. Big Fatty, they all just looked at you like you were crazy. Well, that's because I am crazy, you know, Big Fatty. Anyway, so y'all, we had a Coal Miner Appreciation Day, and Big Fatty got his certificate, and y'all, I won a prize. Y'all, they have prizes that they give out. A random drawing, a Big Fatty, Big Fatty won a $25 gift card to the Jason's Deli. Big Fatty, that's lovely. I'll be going there for my lunch here in the next couple of weeks. Yes, Big Fatty, complimentary sandwich. So there you have it. So y'all, it was a very short day in the coal mine on Thursday, and y'all, this being for right day of a holiday weekend, y'all, sometimes they let us kind of disappear around noon p.m. in the afternoon. Noon p.m. in the afternoon on a 3-day weekend. So y'all may be leaving early on a for right day as well. So, but you know, that's yet to be seen. I never take anything for granted. No, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, y'all. Since we were off a little bit early on Thursday, y'all, I didn't get a chance to go to the Von's East on Hump Day because y'all, the weather was just terrible. There was terrible flooding and everything in Charleston. So I went today, Thursday, and y'all, Wednesday night for my. I made my Velveeta and Rotel dip. I know that the Von's, yo, Big Fatty, I thought we were calling her something else now. Well, we sometimes. I made that, and y'all, so I picked up, they had the baked Tostitos and the Sun Chips on sale, so I picked up a bag of each of those. Y'all got a couple of onions, got another container of that citrus solid that I like. Y'all, and I got me some, in honor of the boys out there in the San Francisco, I got some sherbet. What kind of sherbet did I get? I got rainbow sherbet. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I needed some new coffee filters, so I picked some of those up. I got some salsa, in case my cheese dip runs out. Yes, Big Betty. Then I got me some ground chuck and some bananas. Didn't have a whole lot I needed, and they didn't really have a whole lot on sale that I wanted. I'd gotten $5 off when you spend $20 at the Von's East in my moving package. So I used that. I spent $25 and 29 cents, and I saved $8.63. Yes, Big Betty, and we get to have sherbet. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I still feel terrible, just terrible, that I forgot Jimmy Fallon's celebration of exiting the birth canal back on Tuesday. So I'm going to mention it again today. Yes, Big Betty, it's only fair. This weekend we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal, both of which who have unsubscribed from the BFO. Big Betty! Y'all, the first is on Saturday. Y'all, he is the former self-anointed Big Betty. He anointed something. The self-anointed resident historian of the BFO. Y'all, that is that Brian in Boston. Yes, Big Betty, he's come to the Fat Cave. He needs to come to the Fat Village. True, he does. Brian is just a sweetheart. Yes, Big Betty, and he goes to Australia to see Straight Bob. Well, that's, I don't know that he goes to see Straight Bob, but they certainly see each other. Yes, Big Betty, and you heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, she is the naughty nanny, she is the one and only Wendy Cameron. Yes, Big Betty, from the what's the name of her show? Mad Dildo or something like that. Big Betty, that's vulgar. Y'all, if you see Brian in Boston or Wendy Cameron on the Twitty or the Face Space or Brian may even be in the Boston Eagle this weekend. Big Betty, he loves to go in the back room. Well, no, Wendy likes to go in the back room. Big Betty, you're just being silly. Regardless, I hope they both have ginormous pieces of cake.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all back over here at Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, Peter G is at it again. Last time we was over here, that Peter G had spotted Big Fatty, and Big Fatty had seen something in the window and just had to have it. And Big Fatty, Peter G also spotted Big Fatty, and it says, Big Fatty makes a wrong turn during driving from the Fat Villa. Somehow, he ended up in North Korea. And, y'all, there's Big Fatty in his little blue outfit, and, y'all, all the single ladies, are coming to get my milkshake in the yard. Big Fatty! Peter G. also spotted Big Fatty. The Angels have are helping Big Fatty. Is his Ova served again? Poor Burglary. And y'all, Big Fatty looks like he's about to do the Technicolor yawn there. And y'all then another reason to go to the toilet. Big Fatty, the Fat Villa toilet room, sure is swanky. And there's Big Fatty sitting there. Yes, Big Fatty, it's a lovely chandelier you have there, Big Fatty. That's vulgar.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, how are you? It's Jeremiah. We are on the countdown here for my fifth graduate school / professional degree graduation. After 16 years of higher education, on Saturday, I will receive my last degree for which my parents are paying for, apparently. My father believes I have been educated far beyond my intelligence. However, after my graduation, I am going to be loading up the jalopy and heading over to the South Lake, Texas to join a pain practice. So if any of you is in pain, come see us. We'll inject you with stuff and make you feel better. I don't know, you might get high. Now I am able to prescribe drugs and dispense them with two separate degrees. That's something. I have heard your adventures of moving into the new Fat Villa, and do you have that Infinity X1 Comcast cable or whatever they call it? Is it any good? Because the old Comcast cable is do you like the little Kohl's dollars? I've heard you talking about them. I thought about sending you some for a housewarming. No. Well, what do you need for a housewarming, Big Fatty? Well, bacon do. I bet it would. All right. Well, I was just going to call and tell you that we finally get everybody graduated over here. I have been catching up on the little shows and keeping up with your adventures and travels. And, you know, you go over there to your second place at the horror hotel, you know.
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on him? I didn't hang up on him. Yes, y'all, that, of course, is Jeremiah. And Jeremiah, thank you so much for the call. It truly has been a month of Sunday since we've heard from you, and it's just a delight. Just a delight whenever you call. And congratulations. Congratulations on your impending a pomp and circumcision. I think it's just lovely that you'll be receiving your advanced degrees, and that you can write and dispense pain medicine for Big Fatty. Yes, could you get me some? Because you're a pain sometimes. Yeah, I know. I think it's just wonderful that you've worked on your continued your studies, and it's just lovely. And as far as housewarming presents go, Big Fatty don't need nothing. I am going to go out this weekend and look for, I may get me a grill. You know, just because if you're going to live in a house, you got to have a grill. Big Fatty, do we get to cook hamburgers on it? Well, I did buy some hamburger meat. Yeah, yes, Big Fatty. It's one of those things that I don't know if I'm going to get it or not. I'm just going to go. Window shopping is what I'm going to do. Well, Big Fatty, I just feel terrible that you hung up on Jeremiah. I didn't hang up on him, but however, he did call back. Yes, Big Fatty.
A Big Fatty, I cut now off that little man with the fax machine. Anyway, I have some appliance questions for you. Did you get one of those French door refrigerators? You know, they try to push those on you. What about the washer-dryer situation at the villa? Did you get the front load? I hear they sink, literally. They call it sinking problem. Anyway, Give us an update on the appliance situation. Do you have one of those Keurig coffee makers? You know, apparently they hand them out at homosexual functions. Because they all have to. That was my sign. That was our only question. Who was this Kathy Baker? She talks a lot. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, Jeremiah, thank you so much for calling back. I'm happy. Big Fatty, you didn't play the Axe Big Fatty question. Well, he didn't tell me to play the music. Yes, Big Fatty. First of all, I realized I did not answer about the Comcast. Yes, I do have the Comcast, and I'm very pleased with it. To be quite honest with you, Jeremiah, I think they've made a huge push to improve their customer service. And y'all, I had one of the best experiences of my life in a Comcast office before I moved into the Fat Villa here, and then I had the cute installer that came here to the villa. As far as the appliances go, the washer and dryer and the refrigerator conveyed with the sale of the house, so I got what was left here. And but they're wonderful appliances. They're those brushed stainless steel looking appliances. The refrigerator is a side by side. It is not the French doors, and it has an ice maker and water dispenser in the door, which I'm absolutely loving. The washer and dryer, they are stacked and they are front loading. And the folks that lived here before, they told me that sometimes you can get some mildew built up in the washer, but the best way to take care of that is to just leave the door open. Big Fatty, you can't leave the door open when you're doing your clothes. No, when you're done, to let it air out. Oh, well, that's very different. Okay. But I've not had any problem. And, you know, Big Fatty don't wash a whole lot of clothes. Yes, Big Fatty, we know there are no underpants in your hamper. Big Fatty, I said hamper. I do not have one of those Keurig coffee machines because quite frankly, Jeremiah, it would cost me an arm and a leg to buy those little cups, because Big Fatty drinks a pot of coffee every morning, and you're right about that. They hand those things out like they're going out of style. I think it is the modern day toaster oven. You know, when you're gay and get your gay card, you used to get a toaster oven. Now I think you get one of those Keurig machines. Fatty, you're just silly. Y'all, I just want to close out today to ask you, did you watch the David Letterman final show? Y'all, I thought it was well done. I thought it was well done. I think it was probably a difficult evening for him to hold back emotion and everything. But I think they did an excellent job. And he went out humble, and I'm very, very pleased with that part. Y'all, now don't forget this weekend, you'll see a couple of shows of the Little Fatty Cast, one on Saturday and one on Sunday, posted over there at the BFO. And y'all, that is in anticipation of the 10-year anniversarium celebration during Pride 48 weekend, June 19th through the 21st this year. Yes! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it is Memorial Day. We get Big Fatty, have you pulled out your white shoes yet and your seersucker? No, I have not pulled out the seersucker and white shoes yet. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, it's Memorial Day weekend. And however you observe that, I hope you do it safely and wisely. And I'm sure Granny will do it with shots with Durwood or something. Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Joy Bukkake and Wendy Cameron from the Cocktails and Kerfuffles. And Wendy, what do you want for your birthday?
I want that big fatty tote bag back.
Oh, well, if I had one, I'd put it in the mail to you.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.